Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
And just like that, it's Thursday morning. It's 14 degrees now, going up to 23. Tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday are looking pretty good. We got a little rain in the forecast tomorrow, but 27 degrees. Saturday and Sunday, 26 and 24. So it's going to be a beautiful weekend.
Yes.
Yeah. And I guess this classifies as mid-September.
Yeah.
So I keep waiting for the, you know, eventually we know what's going to happen here with the temperatures.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to ride this wave as long as possible in the mid-20s. And it's going to be a beautiful day. So lucky us. Also, a couple hours from right now, not only are we going to find out who wins $5,000. Let's hope it's you. But if it's not you, or if you forgot for whatever reason, you got busy yesterday, we're going to get you in the 5K a day draw at 8 a.m. with a keyword. And let's check in with the crew this morning. TJ, what's on your mind?
I saw a TikTok yesterday that hit me deep in my soul about things that are embarrassing for no reason. Some of the examples were walking back after it was your turn in bowling, sitting there while people sing happy birthday to you, walking out of a store without buying anything, and telling someone the bathroom is occupied when they knock. I'd like to add one to the list.
Yeah.
Pushing a pull door or vice versa. Or pulling a push door. You know, when you try to open the door.
Yeah, that is.
Or when you try and open the door that's locked and you have to grab the other one. That's really embarrassing, too.
Yeah, and it says, please use this door. And you're like, I wish I'd seen that 30 seconds ago.
So much shame.
Jax,
so much shame.
What's up with you?
Well, my Instagram honeys, don't fret because the Ontario Park Fall Color Report is about to be published. So you know which parks have the best leaves. Seriously, if you want, like, you know, those really, really good Instagram photos, you can now look at an app to tell you where to go.
Okay.
So that's where we are in 2021.
Nice that they do that.
It is nice.
I like that.
Yeah,
hey, producer Leah, what's going on?
So Timothy Chalamet and Larry David were spotted having lunch together yesterday. And it struck me. I was wondering, who am I more jealous of?
Yeah.
I've decided it's Timothy.
Yeah.
I do have a small crush on Larry David.
What is it about Larry David that is sexual
power
for people?
He has a presence.
It's because he's a curmudgeon.
Yes.
Yeah, and you just want to make him happy.
He's a curmudgeon sexual.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
All right. I don't know. My girlfriend's got a huge crush on Larry David.
Yeah.
What is
like, and he is not... like, objectively.
No, I'm saying current day Larry.
Yeah.
Like, I know. Right now Larry.
I know. Okay, well, there it is. So, a couple songs from right now. We need to talk about this. How do you properly pronounce Toronto? Is it Toronto? Is it Toronto? What's the proper pronunciation? Because they are actually doing a study on this. I'll tell you more about it. 6:10. Right now, it's Ed Sheeran, Virgin Radio.
Is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
How do you properly spell, not spell, say Toronto?
Toronto. You don't say the second T.
Right. You can always tell if somebody's not from here.
Toronto.
Oh, it's good to be back in Toronto.
I learned very quickly that you don't say the second T. Because when I moved here, I thought it was Toronto. So I always...
Is that how you pronounce it growing up?
Yeah. On the East Coast, a lot of people say Toronto.
Interesting.
Right to jail.
I was at a... randomly at a Bon Jovi concert once.
Ah, yeah.
And he was like, by the power vested in me, by the state of Ontario, and we're all like, nope. Like, he had this big, it was like this big moment on stage.
John!
And he was, yeah.
I can't believe they retired his number at Scotiabank Arena.
I know. It's ridiculous that he's up in the rafters there. But anyway, Toronto is how we say it. However, they're doing a university study now on how to actually pronounce it.
Cool.
Because locals do obviously pronounce it the same, the one way. And there's actually a bag that says Toronto, 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 Tirana, and Toronto, like an O.
Yeah.
When like a toe.
When people do the joke where they're like, oh, are you from Tirana? It's literally like nails on the chalkboard.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just so painfully unfunny.
It really, really is. So they're actually, this is going to be done, strangely enough, at the University of, are you ready?
Yeah.
Ottawa.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Okay. And this is a PhD study. And I guess what they're going to try to do is officially
find the right one.
Right.
Yeah.
Because we've
never,
I guess they've never done that.
Yeah.
And, you know, linguistics is like a very, very intense discipline.
It's a science. Yeah.
Yeah. So it would be very, very interesting. So Carleton University is going to come up with this. I'm assuming it's going to take a while.
Yeah.
She's been bouncing the idea off of her peers for 6 years.
Oh, wow.
She's wanted to do this for a long, long time.
That's a passion project.
That's probably
wow.
like her master's or like her thesis or something though, right? Yeah.
So my question is, if they define it as something other than Toronto, which is what we say, do we now have to change the way
we
say it? That's a really good question.
I'll say it's wrong. That's what I'll say. I'll say I won't believe it. Fake science. That's what I'll say.
Okay.
Just Toronto. Fake news.
Fake news.
Yeah, but then where do you draw the line?
Are you going to be? Are you going to be the Trump of how to pronounce Toronto?
That's what I'll. I will be stern about only that.
Jax is protesting outside the hospital, saying it's Toronto.
Don't trust the scientists.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax
on 99.9 Virgin Radio.
How big is the biggest TV you've ever seen in anyone's house?
Ooh. My brother has a pretty big one. I want to say it's like 80 inches.
80 inches, big. That's big.
Big.
And they actually say when they get too big that they're not as good because they're not lit properly. Like
yeah,
there's
yeah,
like
yeah.
a I don't know anything about TVs, but basically like there's like it's how do you light up the center of it?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it becomes the quality becomes lossy because you have to have it like a certain ratio and it's just it becomes a mess unless you like have a really expensive TV.
Right.
Yeah.
So what about you, Jax? Biggest TV?
I would say the biggest I've seen is like 80, but you know like there's a difference between like getting an LG or like a knockoff one because once you get that big you need to get it right.
Yeah, and I'm not talking about projector. Yeah. We're just talking straight up TVs here. Cuz LG just put out Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
A 325-inch television.
Whoa.
That's necessary, isn't it?
That's big.
It's called, and I love this, the Extreme Home Cinema line.
Wow.
Yeah.
So if you want to do home cinema, but you want to do it extremely.
Yeah.
This is how you do it. Now, it's crazy. With those, like, 80, 90-inch TVs, they say you got to sit, like, 10 feet back, don't you?
Burn your retinas.
Yeah. Chris has his, like, right against the wall. We play video games on it, and it hurts my eyes.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I think at a certain point, it's like, if you're playing video games or you're watching a hockey game, there's too much TV to take in.
Yes. And terrible for your neck.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah, yeah. Those big screens. Like, even
still
when you
awesome, though.
When you sit, in the front row, you sit in the front row at movies, you're not actually supposed to. They shouldn't even have it.
Yeah.
Well, so here's the deal. They haven't announced the price yet. You can only imagine. Like, I was watching my girlfriend Natalie really liked Million Dollar Listing LA and Million Dollar Listing New York.
Oh, yeah.
And so they had a $30 million house on the LA version the other day. And one of the selling features of this, besides the fact that it's a huge view of Los Angeles from the hills, is that the TV was $100,000.
Like, what?
And it's a normal size TV. $100,000 so you can watch Netflix. Like, that's a lot. It's crazy, right? Yeah. So, they said they haven't released the price yet, but there is a warranty installation and annual health checks. And I'm assuming health checks on the TV, not on you.
On your eyes.
See if you can see anymore.
Could be both. Yeah. Are you blind
now? You can
now
legally drive.
Yeah.
The annual health checks and warranty installation will be $30,000.
A year?
I think that's an upfront.
Yeah.
I think it's an upfront.
Okay. I guess I can't get that. Just a couple dollars shy of that.
It's the maintenance cost that'll get you. That's what I say. Because like if it breaks, then you're paying for parts, right? And the parts are the thing that are expensive.
Do you?
Yeah.
TV guy, TJ.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. Yeah. Does anybody in Toronto have a wall that is 325 inches long? Like, do you know anyone with an apartment with that many inches?
That's literally half of the size of my apartment.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Literally.
Anyway, good luck to anyone that gets it. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Just talking about the 325-inch LG TV that has just been released. To get this thing installed and to get warranty, it's $30,000. So that's it's $30,000 for warranty.
Like,
the cost, actually, somebody sent us a link. Thank you very much.
Good.
From the 647. $1.7 million.
Pardon me? For a television.
For a TV.
The average price of a home in Toronto.
Oh.
Yeah, basically, right?
Yeah.
Now, I want you to put that beside you, behind you, and absorb something else that is equally weird. Nicki Minaj tweeting about not getting the vaccine.
Now, she has had a week.
We've avoided this story on purpose because really the vaxxer, anti-vaxxer debate, we're all kind of sick of it. Everybody knows what the right thing to do is.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Nicki claimed a couple days ago that her cousin in Trinidad and Tobago, or her cousin's friend, was about to get married. And then he got the vaccine, and then his area swelled up, and then he became impotent, and now the person he was going to marry doesn't want to get married to him.
Yeah.
Now, everybody's like, it sounds like your friend cheated and got an STI before the wedding, and now is blaming it on the vaccine.
Yeah.
Which is, objectively, if this story even happened,
yeah.
that has to be what happened.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, like,
Piers Morgan weighed in. And when you have to agree with Piers Morgan, yeah. you're in trouble. But that's where we're at.
What's that old meme? Awful. Worst person you yeah. know makes a really good
yes,
point.
Yes.
And this all stems from because she couldn't go to the VMAs. So this
because
came out
she had
because she doesn't have her vaccine. Yeah.
Right.
And they wanted her to be double vaxxed. And then she hopped on Twitter, didn't she?
Yeah. Right. So here's the thing now. She made this claim about Trinidad and Tobago.
Yeah.
Well, of course, like everywhere, they're fighting this anti-vax yes. surge. So the Trinidad and Tobago Minister of Health had to talk about this,
oh,
which sucks,
yeah.
right? Because
yeah.
he's been fighting a pandemic for 18
he's very
months
busy.
In a small
yeah.
country
yeah.
that is already struggling.
Yeah.
And so he said, basically did not address it completely. But he said, as it stands right now, there is absolutely no reported such side effect or adverse testicular swelling in Trinidad or, I dare say, anywhere else in the world.
This poor man, like this is a guy who's put his yeah. everything into his job
yes.
over the past 18 months, and now he has to go on
well, okay. yeah.
a not, public platform and talk about Nicki Minaj's only, claims about her cousin's testicles.
So you go to high school, right? High school is a lot of work
oh.
in and of itself, and then
yep.
you got to go be a doctor.
Yeah.
Doctor's what, another 10 years
yeah.
of school,
give or
yeah.
take. Yeah.
Right? Okay. So then, so he's a doctor. He could go make a ton of money, but
no.
He's giving back, and he's yeah. joined the Ministry of Health in Trinidad and Tobago.
Yeah. Yeah. By the public.
Way, the Ministry of Health in Canada doesn't pay
no.
that well.
Yeah.
I can only imagine. And so he's given back to his community, uplifting the... like
helping.
The, yes.
And then all of a sudden, starships
were
meant to fly.
Dude.
Oh.
Just here's the deal. We love you. Don't get your health information from a celebrity, all right?
Yeah.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Rent prices are going up, but still down 15% from last year. Mm. So one bedrooms in Toronto were renting for a median price of $1,770 this August. Last August, they were going for $2,070, which is weird because it felt like last August it was way cheaper.
I think it was just getting cheap at that
yeah,
point.
Yeah, and we were excited. Come down.
And then yes. it was so bad in like December, January. Remember the second wave
yeah.
lockdown?
Yeah. Oh. They're saying that right before the pandy hit in February of 2020, the average price was $2,300 a month. So the prices are slowly going back up with things getting, air quotes, better. But according to Zumper's latest national rent report, prices are rising more slowly in Toronto in a year over year basis than any other major Canadian city, which
wow.
again, it's kind of bizarre. Time has released their most influential people list, and some of your faves made the list. Lil Nas X, Billie Eilish, Swizz Beatz, and Timbaland were all named to Time's 100 most influential people. It was cool because other artists and celebrities wrote the pieces about the inductees. So you had Megan Thee Stallion writing about Billie Eilish, Kid Cudi writing about Lil Nas X.
Yeah.
They even had Miley Cyrus writing about Dolly Parton.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Harry and Meghan were also named and featured on the cover.
Yeah, the internet didn't like that.
Why not?
Well, the Photoshop job they did on them
yeah.
was really unfair.
Yeah.
I don't know if
pretty rough.
If you've seen, look up Time Magazine yeah. on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I feel bad for Harry and Meghan.
Yeah.
Also, can I just say something, and maybe this is unpopular. If you are a prince and you give up your title, can you be called prince anymore?
I don't think... Well,
we keep calling him Prince Harry.
If it were me...
Did they name him as Prince Harry?
They call him Prince Harry.
Prince Harry.
Not Harry Meg. Really?
Didn't he give that up? Maybe I'm wrong.
I'm pretty sure you're right. And he said he was going to denounce that title anyways.
Right.
But here we are.
But we
are.
Still use that as a brand.
Here we are. Yeah. It's a brand now.
1 in 3 people have gotten in the fight with a friend because they misread the text. This is a study done of 2,000 adults. 4 in 10 can spend hours thinking about someone's wording or tone, trying to make sense of what emotion was behind the message. I
just
feel
call them.
Seen.
Do you feel attacked or
yeah, I do.
It's hard, though.
How about this
it
one?
Is.
1 in 5 have even wrongly assumed somebody was in a bad mood with them because they misinterpreted the text message.
Man, you know what's the worst? When somebody assumes that about you, and then you got to spend the next half an hour explaining to them that you're not in a bad
yeah.
mood and you're not mad at them. I hate that.
Sorry.
No, you're honestly, we tease TJ about this. You're
yeah.
never like
no.
that. And
no.
the one thing, I think this is another thing, like, especially with your partner, never argue over text.
Never,
it's just never
no,
going to work
it's
out.
You're not working
out. You'll never solve this.
No, I'm the opposite. I only argue over text. If we get into an argument in the apartment, I'm like, I can't speak to you right now. Let's just text. And then we just have it over text and we hash it out.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
When your partner's had a rough day, the right thing to do is go, listen, what can I do for you? How do I support you? How do I make you feel better? And oftentimes, you will, in the moment,
write them a blank check.
Yeah.
Which means you don't write a check. It's just you just hand it over to them. Like,
whatever
what do you want tonight?
You need. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that often means that you're going to do some stuff that maybe you're not into. And for a lot of us, it could be a lot of extra. Maybe you do a foot rub, back rub,
yeah.
pour a bath, make dinner when you didn't expect to.
Nice meal, yeah.
Light some candle, whatever it is that you need to do.
Some chores that they were waiting on.
TJ had his feet put to the flame because, you know, Val had just a stressful day.
Yeah, she had a rough day yesterday.
So.
Poor thing.
What insane, crazy task did Val make TJ do? What do you think, Jax?
Go outside.
No, she didn't do that.
No, she knows better than that.
But TJ, what did you do? And this breaks one of TJ's like major rules.
Moral philosophies.
Right.
Because
TJ
can't wait to hear what this is.
Extremely type A.
Yeah.
We had to watch. Sorry. I had the opportunity to watch The Lord of the Rings, Return of the King. Which, for those unfamiliar, is the third movie in that trilogy. And is about 4 hours long.
That's the extended cut. That didn't make theaters.
Gollum.
exactly, Jax. Gollum, indeed. And Val had a rough day, and I was like, whatever you want, we can light a candle, get some blankets out. She's like, I really want to watch Lord of the Rings. And I was like, okay, my queen, because we're watching Lord of the Rings. Get it?
No.
Anyway, so we started the movie at about 3:00, and it ended at about 8:45. Because
yeah, you gotta go bathroom break,
dinner, make dinner.
But here's the thing. It's not the Lord of the Rings thing.
Yeah, because that sounds cozy.
Yeah,
it was
great,
actually.
Right?
It was really nice, and the movie's so good.
Yeah, they're beautifully done.
Yeah.
They're still great today. It's not that. It's that it broke one of TJ's pinnacle tenements. You know, it's almost if there was a constitution of TJ, this would be probably point one or two.
Okay.
And that is what?
You don't watch movies on weekdays.
Why?
You just don't.
Why? But you play video games for the same amount
different.
Of time.
No, that's
as
different.
Movies.
Okay. Movies are a weekend treat.
Okay.
Some exceptions can be made for a holiday Monday. You can make an argument for a Thursday. But generally, no movies can ever be watched on weekdays.
Oh. I love exploring TJ's mind because
it's
I
deep.
Have never
it's too much.
No.
Jax, I've never in my life even thought about that.
No, I just say, let's enjoy what I want to enjoy today.
No. TJ, so and the thing is that you'll watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine, one of your favorite shows.
Absolutely.
Or The Office, one of your favorite shows. Parks and Rec, whatever. You'll watch 4 or 5 hours of that sometimes if you have the time.
Absolutely.
But not a movie.
But not a
movie. 2-hour movie.
Movies are too cozy, you get too involved.
Yeah. So you just need to watch shows that you've already seen.
With movies, it's the experience. It's you have treats. Mm-hmm. Maybe you have some beverages. You get into your cozy clothes. You can't do that on a weekday because you can't reward yourself because that's a weekend treat.
Because you haven't earned it.
You haven't earned
it. There it is. That's
the
why.
Week.
So that's why. Okay, so we got a text from Newmarket. Hey, guys, I thought TJ was going to say he was mad because they didn't watch it in order and they started at number 3.
That would be true.
No, we have watched the first two. We just haven't
watched
this.
Okay, so
I haven't.
All right. So I'm just making sure.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You ever had somebody mispronounce your name? But you were too afraid to tell them that they mispronounced your name. Maybe it was your boss. Yeah. Maybe it was somebody that you looked up to, or just you just didn't want to offend anyone and correct them. Yeah. And now it's been too long, and you can never correct them.
My uncle's been calling me Tijay since I was born.
Huh. No.
I
don't know what to
I'm not
say
sure
to, that.
To say to that either. But I will say, it's funny because our names are Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax. It's pretty difficult to mispronounce our names.
Yeah.
Our producer's name is Leah. Pretty difficult to mispronounce.
Yeah.
So which one of us was actually mispronounced? It wasn't TJ. It wasn't me. Hey, Jazz.
It's actually Jazz.
Jazz?
Jazz?
Yes, Jazz, Jazz Queen. Yes, so
that's the first example.
That's what we were thinking too.
I've been going to a new gym, and I've been there for 2 months. Everything's going great, and
Is it a new cult gym like the one you were going
she
to pre-pandemic?
Loves
the
cult
hey,
gym.
Hey, it's at 45, and you go there too.
Slight cult gym,
slightly.
Yeah,
man,
it's a nice cult.
You do get results.
Kind cult.
Yeah.
So I've been going, and I'm I like to make friends and talk to people around me.
Right.
And there is a woman that I don't see her there every time, but I've seen her there a few times. I would say about 8 times. And I introduced myself at first, and she called me Jazz.
Jazz.
So now whenever I see her, she's like, Jazz, how are you?
Oh,
what's up, Jazz? Oh, it's going to be a hard one, Jazz. And I don't
cardio day, Jazz.
Jazz putting in the work.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do.
Some serious gains, Jazz.
Yeah, I don't know what to do. And like other people around, and the worst part is it says my name on like the little like leaderboard, like, yeah, you know, you can monitor your heart rate.
Right.
But I don't know if she knows that or thinks it's someone else.
Yeah.
But my name's not Jazz, but she's so nice. I don't want to correct her. And it's also weird at this point to be like, hey.
Well, yeah, it's been too long.
You're right? Too deep. Yeah, yeah, you're too deep. And but I'm like kind of leaning into it, like, get it, Jazz, I'm telling myself during the workout.
So I think the only reasonable thing to do, Adam, is we have to accept this new Jazz.
Rebrand the show.
And we have to rebrand the show as 100%. Adam Wild, TJ, and Jazz.
We have a bunch of billboards up. We got to take them down.
Take them all down.
And J-A-S. So here's the question for you. If you're listening to Jazz's story, and this is resonating with you, we want to know what your name is. Who mispronounces it, and what do they say? Because the reason we want to know is because obviously I want to know how long this has been going, because I know like friends of mine have let this happen for years.
Yeah?
Like for entire years. I remember I had a friend who, his name is Jatin, and you know, family from India.
Yeah.
Jatin Bhandari. And not a hard name to pronounce at all.
No.
But when you spell it, it's J-A-T-I-N, and I believe that we had a teacher who had a soft J for it, and he just never corrected it. And it was like the entire year.
Yatin?
Yatin or Jatin. I got that a lot.
Oh.
And he just, he was just too nice, you know?
Just accepted it.
So hit us up with yours. 999-999.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You were too nervous to correct them, so now they pronounce your name wrong. And they will forever. Tell us about it. 999-999 and Jax, TJ?
905. My name is Travis. My wife's grandmother has called me Travers for the last 8 years. My wife tried to correct her, and she told my wife to not be so particular.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still Travers.
Nana. That's right, Nana. Damn right. You've worked hard enough.
I love that Nana's like, nah.
Yeah.
So I feel.
Yeah, I think you're wrong.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah.
I love that. I love that.
From the 905. Oh, my God. You're describing my whole life. My name is Halle, like Halle Berry.
Yeah.
But they constantly get Haley.
Yeah.
And almost everyone gets it wrong the first time. I'm 35. I've been to the same dentist since high school, and he still can't get it. Supply teachers don't even get me started, LOL.
Oh, my God. I thought Jazz was bad. That's awful.
Oh, Jazz is still bad. From the 289, my son's name is Conlin, and everyone used to call him Colin. He still he used to get so upset.
I can understand why.
Yeah. You can understand. From the 289, my name is Caitlin, and I've been at my job for 5 months now, and everyone has been calling me Kaylee. Even after correcting them multiple times, I have given up, and I am now Kaylee.
I used to have a friend named Catlin in high school, and he just gave up because everybody called him Caitlin.
Really?
His name was Catlin, but it was always Caitlin. He's like, all right, I'm Caitlin now.
Sometimes I feel like that's on the parents.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of name? You know, you do have to figure out, like, this isn't going to make me popular, but like, there's a conversation I had with my ex, like, okay, let's get a name that's going to be somewhat easy to spell.
Yeah.
That's going to sound nice.
Yeah.
But like, you know, there's a lot of people, you know, people are hard on you if you got a name that's like, you know, like that.
Yeah.
Like Catlin. That's a tough name.
I was always Jocelyn in high school. People would always mispronounce. Yeah, Jocelyn.
Instead of Jacqueline?
Yeah, J-A-C.
It's not a hard, Jacqueline's not a hard name.
No, Jocelyn.
Wow.
Jocelyn.
From 905, I'm a teacher, and there is no worse feeling than finding out you've been mispronouncing a student's name the whole year.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. And you have so many students. I have all the time in the world from the teacher side
100%.
Of things.
100%. Agreed.
Two more. My name is Chala. C-A-G-L-A.
Okay.
I have no sympathy for Jax. However, my tip is to have another person say it loudly around them.
So, okay, so I got to go to F45 with you.
Next week, you got to come and be like, hello, Jax with an X. Great work.
Yeah. Jax like xylophone. from the 613, my name is Autumn. I'm a girl.
Oh, no.
I told my best friend's grandma my name, and she called me Adam. That was in the third grade. I'm 24 and I'm still called Adam. Oh. See, at this point, I'm starting to think our grandparents are just screwing with us.
Yeah.
Because they just don't care.
Yeah, no, they don't. And you know what? At a certain point, I think, what is it, 75? It doesn't matter anymore, does it?
No, you've worked hard enough.
That's going to be exciting. I can't wait to get to that age.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
There's a new city that's going to be very popular amongst commuters in the GTA, London, Ontario, because ghost service is going to begin between Toronto and London. The only thing is, it's going to take about 4 hours And that's not even a joke. That's how long you're saying it's going to take.
Via is 2 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the GO train will be 4. Ontario's provincial government announced yesterday that GO train service will be finally expanding into southwestern Ontario with new daily weekday trips between London and Toronto. The route's also going to make stops in Stratford and St. Mary's. It's beginning as part of a pilot project on Monday, October 18th. It's going to see one train leave from from London for Toronto's Union Station in the, quote, early morning and return sometime in the evening.
I can't wait for the Blog TO article on people who actually take this to commute every day because they can't afford houses.
Somebody will.
No, 100%. And the thing is with this is that, like, it's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's where we're at. So it's also great for people, like, if you go to Western or Fanshawe.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, students, yeah, yeah.
Really, really great. Yeah. And, you know, Via is expensive, yeah, right? Because it's higher end. So that would be important. You can get some work done on the train. I hope they have Wi-Fi on Go now, right?
I think
so. On some.
Some of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I think the Go buses, they
Go
put
buses
out university.
They do, yeah.
But
yeah.
Okay. Can I ask a dumb question about infrastructure?
Sure.
Why don't we have speed trains yet? Like, if you could do that trip in, like, under an hour.
TJ, you said it was going to be a dumb question.
Yeah, that's a great question.
Oh, so it's a good question.
Yeah.
Oh,
they're building.
Okay, let me ask you one more question.
We don't have one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but they're building one from Toronto to Montreal.
They are always, they?
Yeah, they say they
good.
Also said that in 2015.
Been
so here
about
we
that
are.
For years.
All right, cool.
Two-thirds of us reward ourselves for working out.
Yeah,
it's like a material reward too. Like the things that were named in the survey as potential rewards are gift cards, discounts to our favorite stores, cash, concert tickets, and a small number of people said they would like a medal or trophy. All of this just for working out. Two-thirds of us already reward ourselves in various different ways for working out. Like, if you go to the gym, you can have pizza this weekend, that type of thing. So if you guys ever need more motivation, just try and get some money from people.
Somebody I met years ago always told me, reward yourself with better workout clothes because they're nicer and you feel better. I got a new bra the other day and I treated myself. I probably didn't deserve it, but that's why.
There's a new fall leaf color map that will tell you where to take your photos. It's updated weekly, and it conveniently provides a map and other visual aids to help Ontario leaf peepers, hate that phrase, figure out what the current fall foliage conditions are at 62 provincial parks in the surrounding area. So if you're looking for the best place to have your engagement photos, use this app. And that is what is trending. I am TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
We need to have a discussion about pizza. And don't worry, it's not the pineapple on pizza debate. That's been overdone. Ugh. We get it. You're one side or you're the other. But I do have a new twist on pizza that I want to know if it's pizza or not. And it requires your immediate attention at Virgin Radio Toronto on Instagram. Because producer Lee is posting this right now. And it is how my girlfriend Natalie eats pizza.
Ooh.
A couple things about Natalie that I did not know when I started dating her, but now we're too far in. Number one, doesn't like cheese. And it's not that. And here's the funny thing is that whenever we're at a restaurant, and this is the best part, we're at a restaurant and they'll be like, oh, so you're lactose intolerant. And she's like, no. And then
she just doesn't like it.
And then they'll be like, well, do you want to use vegan cheese? She's like, not really, no. She just flat out, I don't know what happened.
What a blessing. What a good problem to have.
I want to not like cheese and not like chocolate chip cookies.
My body looks like it loves cheese. She doesn't like.
Oh my God. So you walk by and they're like, that person loves an old cheddar.
Dairy, yeah.
So we order at a place called Blondie's in Leslieville.
So good.
It's delicious, right?
It's amazing.
Yeah. Now, she always makes me call because she's embarrassed to make this order.
Yep.
Sure.
Okay. So the call is, it's called a kissing tigress. And essentially it's, I don't even know what the pizza would actually be, but I always say, no, she also doesn't like, and I didn't add this, doesn't like cheese, doesn't like cold meats. So we're talking any cold cuts, salami, pepperoni, any of that.
Anything on the charcuterie board.
Right. Okay. 100%.
Okay.
Might eat the nuts and fruit on the charcuterie board.
Okay.
So she, and it, when I say has, doesn't like it, has an aversion to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, she's like, yuck. She's so intense about it that she'll make me brush my teeth after I've eaten cheese. I'm not
whoa.
Kidding.
Whoa.
It's like
okay.
She doesn't like cheese.
Does not like cheese.
She means that.
Fair enough. And
I
she's difficult. It's the only thing she's ever been difficult about.
Yeah.
So I'm when you go to Virgin Radio Toronto's Instagram page, what you're gonna see is a picture of a pizza that has, it's that beautiful crust that they do.
Gorgeous. Mm-hmm.
And then it's gonna be tomato sauce.
A lot of tomato sauce.
and a basil leaf.
Yeah, it's quite extra. I'm looking on at the tomato
okay,
sauce.
So let me ask you guys. Let me ask you. You guys are seeing it right now. TJ's face is amazing.
This looks like this is a war crime. This is horrible.
Okay, so TJ, you're not. Does that count as pizza to you?
No, that's bread with a little bit of sauce on it. Like Natalie's rad, but I don't know about this. Yeah.
Okay. All right, Jax.
No, that's pizza.
It's pizza.
Yeah, that's pizza. It has dough and marinara sauce and it has a topping. It's not good pizza, but it still is pizza.
The eternal optimist speaking.
Yeah, that's right. That's
no,
right.
It's pizza.
Okay. Producer Leah.
Yeah, I'm still looking this pizza over, if we want to call it that. Was the sauce delicious?
Oh, the sauce is really good.
Okay. Like it had garlic in it and
yummy sauce.
Their sauce is awesome.
The weird thing is that she's a very adventurous eater except for those two things.
Yeah.
Let me ask another question.
Okay.
Does she dip this pizza in anything?
Mm. No. Isn't crazy about too many condiments either.
What? She doesn't like condiments.
Yeah. She doesn't like mayonnaise.
You know
mayonnaise,
who she sounds? She sounds mustard, like Nubu. Nubu doesn't eat any of that stuff. He doesn't like cheese either.
How do these people live?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, how do you not have mayo on a sandwich?
You guys got to look harder on Hinge.
I know.
You guys
got to
keep swiping.
That's true. This is your fault.
You do.
It's a new debate.
My question for you is twofold. Number one, does this pizza, just the pizza with tomato sauce and a basil leaf on each quarter of it, does that count as pizza? So that's the question. We're doing a vote on that. Okay. Number two. You take your pizza in a weird way. What we want to know is how you take it. What is your weird pizza combination, TJ?
Somebody in the 705 just said, Adam, that is an atrocity. That is not pizza.
It's not that bad.
Yo, wow. Wait till you see a picture of it. Ugh. Seriously. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio with David Guetta.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Does this count as pizza? And by the way, if you want to see a picture of it, people are very upset. Virgin Radio Toronto on Instagram. And it is a pizza that my girlfriend always orders. Now, it is without cheese. And I'm not talking because she's lactose intolerant or vegan, because she's neither. It's that she just doesn't like cheese and is like aversion to cheese and doesn't like cold meats either. So things like salami or pepperoni or bacon or prosciutto out. Never going to have it. So her pizza is a pizza with red sauce and a basil leaf. I'm not kidding. That's what it is.
That would be a tough thing to call in and order.
So we're trying to figure out. Oh, it was a tough thing.
Yeah, I bet.
I'm the one that gets to order it, though, because she's too embarrassed to order it.
Yeah.
So here's the fun thing. Question is, does that count as real pizza? Now, TJ, what are the texts saying?
Not good. I'll tell you that. From the 613, why not just dip bread in sauce and call it what it is?
No.
From the 647, my Italian Nona would enter into cardiac arrest at the sight of that pizza.
Nonas would be mad.
Now, there is some support, though. Ask Italy. That's pizza.
Oh, okay.
I guess it's a manouche.
A manouche.
I think.
Okay.
That's probably how it's pronounced.
All right.
Probably not. From the 416, I'm lactose intolerant. When I was a kid, there wasn't such a thing as vegan cheese. So I would get pizza without cheese all the time. That's the only reason why I vote that this is still a pizza.
That's a good reason, though,
to
get it, right? The person has a health reason.
Instagram's blown up too. Emily on Instagram just said bruschetta ?
I got a lot of likes actually.
That is kind of like, a little
bit
bruschetta.
Bruschetta,
Maria says, yes, I'm lactose and I know all about pizza with no cheese. It's a pizza slice. Looks delicious. See, but that's really the only defense you're getting is from people who have some sort of medical reason.
That's the thing.
You know what? Put a little salt and pepper on it. It's not
she
that
does
bad.
That.
Yeah.
The little chili flakes.
Yes.
Chili flakes?
Yes.
Great comment here from someone named @onairTJ. This is an abomination. That's on their Instagram.
I
think you guys should all follow that account.
Stop it.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Rent prices are going up, but still down 15% from last year in Toronto, which is kind of weird. One-bedroom units in Toronto were renting for a median price of $1,770 this August. Last August, they were going for just over $2,000, $2,070. Which is weird because last August, it felt cheaper than it does now.
It did, didn't it?
But that's because you're hearing that the prices are slowly starting to go up.
Yeah.
Right before the pandemic hit, by the way, in February 2020, the average price was $2,300. I'm like, wow. So that's a fun, sexy time for everybody.
It hurts.
They're saying that the prices are going back up slowly as things get, air quotes, better. But according to the latest national rent report, median prices are rising more slowly on a year-over-year basis in Toronto than any other major Canadian city. So, yay, we're doing it.
Mm.
Time magazine has released their most influential people, and some of your favorites made the list, including Lil Nas X, Billie Eilish, Swizz Beatz, and Timbaland. They were named to the 100 most influential people list. Other artists and celebrities that you know wrote pieces about their about the inductees. So you had Megan Thee Stallion writing about Billie Eilish, Kid Cudi writing about Lil Nas X,
yeah,
and even Miley Cyrus wrote about Dolly Parton.
Kid Cudi's piece on Lil Nas X was beautiful. He said he's slowly but surely, you know, breaking down the homophobic shield that is over rap awesome. Right now. And it was, yeah, it was really beautiful.
It's really cool. Harry and Meghan, by the way, were also named and featured on the cover, which, good. Jax, you were saying they're getting a bit of heat for that?
Yeah, because it's a terrible cover. And also, like, there are other people that you could put on it, quite frankly.
Well, just from an objective viewpoint, if you see the cover, it's about the worst Photoshop job you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah, I'm saying, eh?
It looks bad. And then, I think people are kind of like, you know, we understand and believe their experience.
Yes.
But I also think it's like, okay, beyond that, though, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And can you still be called Prince Harry when you're
renounced the
princely title?
I'm surprised you haven't looked into that further. Of course you do.
Yeah. If you don't want to be Prince, don't be Prince.
Can't be called it, though.
Be the guy formerly known as Prince Harry.
Okay? Nice reference. This is going to feel like a personal attack. 1 in 3 people have gotten in a fight with a friend because they misread a text. This is a study of 2,000 adults. 4 in 10 can spend hours thinking about someone's wording or tone, trying to make sense of what emotion was behind the message. Also, 1 in 5 have even wrongly assumed that the person was in a bad mood with them because they misinterpreted the text.
Mm-hmm.
I feel seen.
You're definitely not alone, though. People ruminate over that so hard.
Good word.
When was the last time you had to have a good fight over text with a partner or something like that?
Those are fun because the fast and furious.
And the dot, 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 and then it's gone. Dot, 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 and then it's gone.
Never do it.
It's not worth it.
It's not worth it. It's not going to work out.
No.
Yeah.
I find that those text arguments bring up a lot of things from the past. You're like, how does anyone remember that? It's like they had notes in their notepad. Just me? All right. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So we had the VMAs and the Met Gala last weekend. We're still getting fallout from that. New pictures. And are Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber fighting? Or is she pregnant?
Like, they put out a dance video last night together on his TikTok, so it's they seem to be good. It's really weird.
It's just the internet's weird,
it's really weird.
So what's interesting, though, is somebody actually asked Ed Sheeran about the difference between U.S. award shows and British award shows.
Ooh, that's a good question.
Because the Brit Awards and the Eurovision, which isn't really an award show, it's a competition, but there's like a whole bunch of awards in Europe that are
European VMAs.
Yeah, and really well watched, and people really like it.
Yeah.
Ed said that the U.S. shows are super toxic.
Really?
And I thought this is kind of fascinating. I never really thought about this. He's like, the artists are all sweet people. So if he's talking to anybody on the red carpet, they're super nice.
Yeah.
But he said it's the entourage that people bring with them. And he said every artist has like 10 people that they have to bring to the show, either as a thank you or as a, you know, they're on the award as well. Like, say it's the Grammys and it's your new songwriters or whatever, and or your family or whatever. And so those people who don't know all the artists and the artists don't know them are kind of like their team, like their groupies without sleeping with the artists, essentially. And that they're like rah-rah. He said, it's like, he said, all the artists are sweet people, but they're like surrounded by entourages that want them to win.
Yeah.
So it's one artist surrounded by 10 people and another artist surrounded by 10 people, and everybody is kind of just giving each other side.
Uncomfortable.
It's weird. Well, not weird, but especially coming from someone who's British and grew up with the British tabloids, who are notably
vicious.
Very vicious, super, and cruel. Super. And to say that the American stuff is, or North American is, way more toxic.
It's true, though. It always seems a little bit like more celebratory and laid back when it comes to those award shows. And I've been asked before, you know, who's the meanest celebrity? Who's the worst celebrity that you've ever interviewed? And I often, like, there's no real mean celebrities. It's like he said, it's the teams around them.
Yeah,
it's the teams around them.
I tell you, if you want to answer that question, one of the most difficult interviews I ever had setting up was Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And it had nothing to do with Taylor.
Yeah,
Taylor
people.
Was great.
Yeah.
Her people at Big Machine at the time were really tough.
Yeah.
And I don't think they were unfair. They were just like, what questions are you asking? Yeah. How long is this going to be recorded for? Like, it was very, very intense. Yeah.
She's also was probably at the time highly criticized, right? So they're probably just making
protective.
Sure that they're doing their due diligence to protect her.
Yeah.
Which is understandable.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever, you guys ever interviewed an artist that was like objectively mean?
Yep.
Or having a bad day? Yes?
Yeah. Flo Rida.
Flo Rida? Was Flo Rida mean to you?
I interviewed Flo Rida at the Calgary Stampede.
TJ.
And I was waiting. They play, if you don't know, they play big tents.
Okay.
Right? So, and they'll fit thousands of people in these tents. And we had an interview with Flo Rida. We were the only station that got one.
TJ.
And I was waiting outside of his trailer. And then his manager or his representative, whatever, came out and like they sat me in the trailer and he was tucked away in another part of the trailer. And you see his manager knock on the door and he's like, hey, the guy from the radio station's here to do the interview. And I hear through the wall, man, screw that bad word. I don't want to do any of that bad word. And I was like, this is going to go really well.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's a great way
so
to start
the interview. And like Flo Rida's a big dude and I'm not a big person.
Oh, and yes,
I'm
you
just
are.
Just tall and gangly.
Yeah.
And I walked in. I was like, hello, Mr. Rida. Like, it's me. And I just think
it's just me, TJ.
Really didn't want to deal with this.
So was he short? Was he just like sassy?
It was, it was like a 2-minute interview. And I think I got like a 6-second clip.
You
got
to remember sometimes they're just having a bad day,
yeah,
too.
That's
like,
fair.
I don't think it has anything to do with you.
No.
Like, I know when I interviewed Carrie Hilson, she was same thing. She was so unimpressed, didn't want to be there. No. And was super short.
I prefer the narrative that Flo Rida hates TJ. Yeah. Like has beef with TJ.
He still
that they have
about
a feud.
I enjoy that a lot. And I, you know what? From now on, every time we play Flo Rida, we're gonna say don't forget
his enemy.
He hates TJ.
He's my nemesis.
Yeah.
I like that.
No, I'm his nemesis.
Yeah.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio with Camilo Cabello, also a TJ hater.
Is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Jax, how many days ago did you say it's 101 days till Christmas?
Yesterday.
So it's 100 days till Christmas?
I think it was yesterday. Hang on.
Okay, well, let's not do the count.
Hey, Google, how many days till Christmas?
So
100 days from today.
100 days from today.
Big news.
And that means, A, you probably got to start thinking about your shopping, especially for people in your life that don't know what to shop for. Second, and I know you hate me for this, we have our first Christmas single announcement.
Oh, God.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, there's a couple things. Two important details here. First is the artist.
Okay.
The artist is extremely important. But even more so, and this is why you need to hang around, the name of the song. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Boney M.
I'm bringing producer Leah on for this one, too. It is not Boney M. We have been waiting for the long... There's a follow-up. We wish Boney M well. We want them to have a follow-up with their Christmas album, but it's not them. The artist is Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, I like that.
Yay.
Yeah, makes sense.
You don't like Kelly Clarkson,
yeah,
TJ.
TJ has this unnatural dislike for Kelly Clarkson.
I don't know why.
Yeah, just not Kelly herself, just the music.
I'm
not
sure
into
she's
the music.
Lovely, but...
You've tried.
And producer Lee, I like, is very, like, matter of fact, well, it makes sense.
Yeah. Like something she'd do.
I like her. I'm excited.
It absolutely
you don't
does.
Sound impressed, though.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the other thing, okay? It's going to be announced on her show. Can you guess... if you haven't seen this yet, can you take a stab?
Stop it.
Sorry, I forgot she got a show.
She
too.
Has a TV show, like, and she's taking over for Ellen, by the way.
Cool.
That TV show will be the show that takes the Ellen slot.
Love it.
They're making space there, huh?
So, Kelly. Kelly will have a single for Christmas. What will it be called? And yes, I caught that joke, Jax.
That's really good.
What will the single be called? What do you think? Just throw a random Christmas name out there.
Jingle Time.
Okay, good. That's something. Jax.
Christmas Sleep.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, TJ,
producer Leah,
you.
Take a wild stab at a Christmas song name.
Santa's Snow. I don't
okay,
know.
Okay, that's corny. Yeah, Santa's Snow. All of those are passable as names. They're not great, but they're passable.
Jingle Time.
How about this one? How about this one?
Okay.
Christmas Isn't Canceled, Just You.
What?
Pardon?
No.
Because you know how people cancel each other?
Kelly,
Christmas isn't canceled, just you.
Who is this
Kelly,
about?
Don't. Kelly, don't. Just, Kelly, can we just try where you
she
don't?
She went through a divorce. Maybe it's about her ex.
Yeah, but
ooh,
you shouldn't be. It's not.
But during Christmas?
Also, don't say that your ex. Okay, there's just, all right.
What's the problem?
All of it, I think.
I feel like canceling people and not liking your ex are two different things. You can't cancel. Okay.
Well, no, what does this have to do with Christmas? Is this a Christmas song?
Is it like a Christmas diss song?
It seems like, you know, there's Christmas love songs, like the Wham one, Last Christmas, right? Where you get your heart broken.
Right.
And this one is, instead of being your heart being broken, your heart's been broken, but now you're getting back and you're saying Christmas isn't canceled. I'm doing it.
but you're canceled in my life. You're not a part of it anymore.
Oh, I got you. Okay. Yeah. Well, that kind of, she is going through a divorce, so I guess that would make sense.
Yeah. So we're going to, listen, it debuts September 23rd.
Yep.
Okay.
We, September 24th, will be playing it.
Okay. Every hour on every Virgin hour. Radio. No.
I'm going to play
iHeart Radio world premiere.
We're going to pump or dump that song. Yeah. But I just want to know, are we a thumbs up on that or thumbs down?
Can I pre-dump it? Can I cancel it?
I think you got to listen to person. You can't cancel the song about canceling, TJ.
I might, though.
He
That's
will.
That's the thing.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is What's Trending right
How
now.
How does a four-hour commute sound, my friend? GO Train services will begin between Toronto and London, and it's going to be about 4 hours long. The Ontario provincial government announced yesterday morning that service will finally be expanding into southwestern Ontario with new daily weekday trips between London and Toronto. The route is also going to have stops in Stratford and St. Mary's. It's beginning as part of a pilot project on Monday, October 18th. The new service will see a train leave from London to Toronto for Union Station in the early morning and return sometime in the evening.
The next day.
Yeah, that's a long commute. Yeah. Oof, good luck. Two-thirds of us want to reward ourselves for working out, and this has to be a sort of material reward. The top things named in the survey as a potential were gift cards or discounts to your favorite store, cash, concert tickets, and a small number of people said they deserve a medal or trophy for working out. Two-thirds of us already reward ourselves in various ways, like, I worked out today, so I deserve pizza this weekend, that type of thing. Are you guys like that?
I deserve a cookie.
I always buy myself new clothes to work out in.
But that's a good way to do it.
They never make me any better.
Yeah.
No, but that you feel good.
Yeah, exactly. That's half the battle.
Hey, if you have engagement photos coming up probably this fall, the fall leaf color map will tell you where you got to take them. There's a report that's updated weekly, and it conveniently provides a map and other visual aids to help Ontario leaf peepers figure out what the current fall foliage conditions are at 62 provincial and parks and surrounding areas. That's fun. Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
We love leaves.
You can pop the question there to me.
Oh, try and stop me. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
If there are no bales of hay nearby, can it be an engagement?
Nobody stop getting engaged on bales of hay.
Can I tell you something? Val has already planned the amount of pumpkin farms and apple orchard farms we're going to this fall.
Okay, because we made fun of you last fall for this too.
Yeah.
So what do you know the number? What's the schedule?
Several. I know it's
you
several.
You say you don't like it and you
I love it.
Love it.
I just love spending time with Val.
Aw. Is she listening?
Let's hope.
Hey, have a great day. Up next, Shannon Burns has your key word for $5K a day. Let's get you $5,000 tomorrow morning, okay?
Ciao.
Good luck.
Ciao.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.